This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
Woo, Kevin. Kevin Keatsman, radio host, morning radio host in Kansas City, 95.7. Just woke up on July 8th deciding, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go scorched earth on Patrick Mahomes. This is a person who is on the air in Kansas City, not Cincinnati or here or, you know, and the other places Kansas City's beaten, which is a lot of them. He's calling him out for having a dad bod. If that's even true, I haven't seen these photos he's talking about. I did see a comment about Mahomes saying he doesn't eat well. And that's what he's jumping on. But to call him an embarrassment. Holy cow. Listen, when Josh Allen a couple years ago went on with what was it? Was it Bussin' with the Boys? What was the one is that the Taylor Luan podcast? And Josh Allen talked about, you know, being, you know, in line late at night for fast food. Like, nobody went after him for that. And he doesn't even have Super Bowls. Mahomes has three in his own market there, at least one person in his own market, calling him an embarrassment. Is that a greater level of disrespect than the Warren Sharp rankings from yesterday that I'm about to get to? It probably is, right? There's no greater level of disrespect, I think, than calling you out for not training, for eating poorly. I did see a follow-up from Keatsman. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. K-I-E-T-Z-M-A-N. He tweeted after the fact a defense of his commentary, which is, it's all in the context of chasing down Tom Brady. He talks about Tom Brady a little bit later in that segment on how Brady, you know, what did Brady do? Brady didn't drink beer. Brady didn't eat strawberries, or like the dude wouldn't put any, like, very calculated in his 30s and into his 40s on his nutrition and his workout and whatever. And he's comparing him to Brady because he wants Mahomes to chase down Brady as the GOAT. And he compared Mahomes instead to going down the path of Ben Roethlisberger, who got, I don't think he made it any better. I think he was trying to add context to defend his position to say, guys, oh, this is not that big a deal. This is not a big hot take. And then he compared him to Ben Roethlisberger, who I think everybody kind of knows got really out of shape at the end of his career. Like, really out of shape. And said he doesn't want him to become that. A guy who won big as a young player and then just got big, is his commentary on that.
This just proves that Chiefs fans are spoiled. Like, just take away Mahomes for a year and see how you feel. Take him away. See what
spoiled
happens.
Spoiled is one way to put it, or I don't know. I don't know what to make of that story, because I don't think Chiefs fans in general are mad at Patrick Mahomes because he's out of shape and he's not taking this seriously or blaming his last 2 years on it, right? Like, his last 2 years, I brought up the stats on Monday. He's 24th in the league in passer rating and 25th in yards per attempt in the last two seasons combined. Like, he's not been a very efficient quarterback for 2 years now. I attribute that more to his to the pieces around him, though. He's had a poor offensive line. He hasn't had the greatest run game. He hasn't had the greatest receivers, as being a bigger reason for that. Although Josh Allen has had some of those issues and still won MVP. But to come after him on nutrition and training, yeah, is it spoiled? What it is they're just focusing on Brady. Is that what it is? They're focused on Brady. They're chasing ghosts. That LeBron said that once upon a time after he won his third title in Miami, or maybe it was the one he won against Golden State. At some point, he made a comment about, maybe it was after he won his third with the Heat, or second with the Heat, about chasing ghosts. That, like, the league, he almost felt like he was above the league at some point because he'd done so much winning and he made the finals like 10 years in a row, and he was chasing Jordan, is what he was saying. And maybe that's the attitude Kansas City has right now. They have beaten the Bills 4 times. I wouldn't be offended if they didn't take the Bills as a threat seriously. I think the Bills are going to beat them this year in the regular season, and I tend to think they won't meet in the playoffs, and the Bills will go further than them. But I would completely understand why a Chiefs fan wouldn't be worried about them. I understand why they wouldn't be worried about the Ravens. They've beaten them in the playoffs, big games, big spots. The Bengals would be the team that you might still respect because that's the one team that has beaten you, and they are kind of down, and they're not really paying money to their team, and the defense looks like it's terrible, and who knows if they'll even make the playoffs. So what are their sights on? Their sights probably are on Mahomes catching Brady and Andy Reid catching Belichick, right? Is this a little window into how they view things? That they're not viewing them as, it's us against the Ravens, it's us against the Bills. It's us against the Patriots dynasty. That's who they're competing with. I know if I were there, that's how I would be thinking. It's hard to put yourself in those shoes, though, when you don't really know what it would be like to have won 3.
Would that mindset be different if they had beaten Brady the year the Bucs won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's always going to be... Sure, yeah. I mean, lost to Brady in the AFC Championship game and then in the Super Bowl. So Brady has beaten Mahomes and the Chiefs twice in big playoff spots, and he did it in his 40s. But either way, like, I don't think that would stop you from thinking there's still an avenue for Mahomes to pass him. And that is the whole source of this insane take by this guy. That's the source of it, is he's even saying, I want you to catch Brady. That's why I'm coming after you on your training and your weight, because you're becoming Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know. It is a crazy, crazy take. So that I think is the greater Mahomes disrespect from yesterday. Here's the one that I am more here for, because I'm not into the body shaming of it and whatever. That's over the line. you could say. The guy's going to get crucified for the next 24 hours, so don't need me to say it. Mahomes on Warren Sharp's quarterback tiers last year, or last night. Warren Sharp looking at, based on expected performance in 2025, and he goes into all 38 quarterbacks that he could see starting this season. There's a lot of Browns quarterbacks, a couple of Saints quarterbacks, a couple of Colts quarterbacks, how you get to 38. So he's got an S-plus tier, which I guess is superstar plus, an A-plus tier, A, B, C, D, F.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
His superstar plus tier: Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden Daniels. Done. No Patrick Mahomes. No Joe Burrow. They are in the next tier, A plus. So now this is a more debatable and friendly conversation about Mahomes being disrespected than the previous one. His being in the A-plus tier, I think what is kind of easy to see, though, when you look at this list immediately, is the value that Warren is putting into the ability to run and what you can create from a pass play, but also what you can create from a run play. Mahomes, and Burrow to a lesser extent, can extend pass plays, and they can run a little bit of a rushing threat. Mahomes a little bit more than Burrow. But neither one of those guys is taking off on fourth and one the way Josh Allen did against the Chiefs when the play call was wrong and Spagnuolo had disguised, I think it was man coverage for zone coverage on that fourth and one, and the Bills thought that there was man coming. And Josh took off anyway and not only got the first down, ran through their secondary and got the touchdown. In that same instance where play call's wrong, Mahomes or Burrow might make a quick pass, might extend the play a little bit and throw the ball and get a first. Neither one of them are scoring a touchdown on that play, at least not by running. And that could be the big difference here, because I don't know how you get to Jalen Hurts being above Mahomes or Burrow. I know he won the Super Bowl, and he has performed really well in the Super Bowl. But if it's not for the rushing, I don't think you can argue realistically, see, my brother says about this at 8 o'clock, Locked On Eagles. I don't think there's a real argument that Jalen Hurts is as good as Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I don't think there is. Daniels, that's a tough one because it's just so new. The argument on Burrow or Mahomes would just be that they've gone farther, that they have accomplished more. And that's not usually how I would do it. I would do it based on just how good were you. I don't care about, you know, if your team won when you weren't performing at your best, which I feel like has been a few of these Kansas City playoff games in the last couple of years. Jackson and Allen, it's definitive. They have been more efficient. They have been more dangerous. They have not turned the ball over as much in the last two seasons as Mahomes has. So here's another recognition of that. But then with Burrow on that same tier, that's where I kind of, you lose me a little bit, because Burrow just had a statistical season. And if we're going by the regular season production and a little bit of the playoff production as well, Jackson's let you down a little bit. Burrow's going to the Super Bowl. So I know he's saying, though, expected production in 2025 is the basis of this. But what would Burrow's expected production be? Because his defense still, I think, is going to be really bad. And that led to last year, his leading the league in completions, passing yards, passing touchdowns, yards per game. He was great. He put up monster numbers. Why is that going to be any different this year? Doesn't mean they'll win. Doesn't mean they will win the division. Doesn't mean they'll even make the playoffs. But why is he not going to put up video game numbers this year passing the ball? I don't think their defense got much better. So Burrow being on the same tier as Mahomes, that's where I kind of conclude it has to be about the rushing. And he writes about that a little bit. What he writes about Josh Allen, if you're interested, Warren Sharp, is that over 5% of his passes have been touchdowns for five straight seasons. Josh Allen is the only quarterback in the NFL who can make that claim. Top two in total on-field production for five straight seasons. Last year, he posted his best season since 2020 in yards per attempt, yards per completion, interception rate, sack rate. And he ran for 531 yards and 12 touchdowns. That's what Warren's got on Josh Allen. When you get to Mahomes, 2024 featured career lows, kind of the opposite of Allen for this, career lows in yards per attempt, yards per game, career low 26 passing touchdowns, career high, 30% of passes thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Career high, 36 sacks taken, 108 hits taken. It's a tough year. Statistically, it was a tough year. Does this make it all the more frustrating that Mahomes got to the Super Bowl? Burrow put up crazy passing numbers. Allen was as efficient as he ever has been. Jackson put up bigger numbers than both of them. He had the passing and the rushing combined. And Mahomes had career worst numbers. Career lows at all of these different important categories. And he waltzed right into the Super Bowl. Anyways, connects to a conversation we had earlier in the week about the one seed. It really helps when you only had to beat the Bills. You got no week one opponent and you got to play Houston in week two. That was the luck of getting the one seed and then capitalizing on the ease of the path. And the Bills just, you know, we could dive back into that game. Is this a crazy idea? We were 2 weeks away from training camp. I thought about doing this yesterday. Maybe I'll do it tonight. I thought about just watching that whole game back. Owen just made a face. Do you think it's a poor idea? And watch the whole Bills-Chiefs AFC Championship game back. Got to learn something, right? What do we remember? We remember a lot about the last drive of that game. We remember the QB sneak. We remember James Cook scoring one of the most incredible touchdowns I've ever seen.
I remember being in here to do the post-game stream.
Uh-huh.
And that touchdown happening, the Cook touchdown happening, and thinking, oh, like this is, I've never felt this way ever about my sports team. I've never felt this excited about it. And then mm-hmm. just the immediate, that was a heavy night in here.
I remember it feeling like it was getting away from them. And then when Allen threw a perfect pass to Mac Hollins at the end of the first half for a touchdown, and like he was not open.
No.
It was a rainbow over the top right in Hollins' hands. When he threw that pass, I thought, all right, this is the legacy game for him. Right. And he's had those, and they've lost him anyway.
Yeah.
And he was good, even great. But just, you know, it always ends up finding a way to not go their way. 803-0550 is the phone number. Speaking of Joe Burrow and quarterback rankings, the new quarterback documentary that came out, it's making me like Burrow a little bit more. There's a clip circulating from it. I think it's in the second episode. This is quarterback on Netflix with Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. I want to play the clip of Burrow when we come back. He comes off as this calm, cool, collected guy. It reminded me of the McDavid clip last year from the Amazon documentary. There's so many of these on the NHL. Where McDavid, who's always so quiet and, you know, doesn't come off as this, like, loud, rah-rah guy. There's a clip of him in the Stanley Cup final screaming at his teammates. Screaming at them. Top of his lungs. And here's Joe Burrow, who I also wouldn't have thought of in a way of, well, this dude is, you know, psycho competitor. There's a clip of him in the Titans game last year where it's like, wow, this guy is, you know, he's taking a win hard. Play that for you when we come back here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.